McIntyre?
Yes, ma'am. It's Kathy McIntyre and Carl Emmerich, my husband. We're both here.
Okay, both of you. And Mr. Is it Nassar, you're the landlord.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right. Can all three of you raise your right hands, please? Do you swear and affirm under penalty of perjury the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the county call the case first, and then we're going to turn it over to the tenants, and you're going to let us know what is any current issues that you're still having. Inspector Harden's not here for this, is she, Mr. Goodrich?
I believe she's just on to observe, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Well, she's welcome. All right. So we'll let the county call the case. Just we'll let them bring up the citation first.
Can you bear with us one moment?
Sure.
Check the folder, Ms. Merrick. I
okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, great. So we are here for Stu Heritage Hills Court. This is case number CC2401711. And this is a livability complaint to repair or replace an attic furnace. A correction notice was issued on February 22nd, 2024, with a 30-day compliance notice of March 22nd, 2024. The inspector was in touch with the tenant and stated that the repairs still had not been made. So a citation was issued with a fine in the amount of $3,000. Looks like there was also an issue with leaking. There was a pre-hearing inspection on April 8th, 2028, and at that time there was still an issue with the tenant stating that the water pressure was not resolved, that there was still a leaking issue, and that, that we're having problems getting cooperation from the owner. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the tenant to let you know what the current status is.
Okay. And Ms. Merrick, by chance, did you have anything in there in your file about smoke detectors? Is that right?
Let's see.
If not, I can just go through with the tenant.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There was like a number of main issues. Like I said, the correction is just focused on the one, but then when the inspector went back out, he added additional items.
Got it. Okay. All right, Ms. McIntyre or Mr. Emmerich, why don't you let us know what issues are you still having, if any, with the property?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for this opportunity. As of this morning, the water is not fixed at all. There have been three different plumbers out here. The landlord sent the first plumber out, and the first plumber that was Hardy Plumbing told us that the pump needed replaced and that there were several issues with the well, corroded piping, and that the hot water heater was not proper. When he was here, he told us that the landlord only authorized him to replace a filter. And he told us that he was very sorry, but the landlord was refusing to allow him to do the work that was needed. So he left, and it's still nothing was repaired. So we got a hold of George, the inspector from the county. So then, after that, then the landlord came out with some of his friends, and they tinkered around with all these different things. When they left, things still were not working with the water. So because we've had a problem with the water for over 220 days, that's when it was first reported to the landlord last fall, I finally am just like beyond frustration. So we called Len the plumber a few days ago. They came out, we paid them, and got a certified inspection report from them as to exactly what needed to be done. Len the plumber said that the sump pump is not working, the sewer extraction pump is not working, and the hot water pressure will not work unless there is a booster tank replacement, and then we have a leaking toilet. And they told us you can't even use the one bathroom. Don't use the one bathroom at all. So then yesterday, the landlord had another plumber out, Lloyd's plumber. He came out and he went downstairs, was tinkering around with things. He walked out, didn't come back. So I called Lloyd's Plumbing and I said, are you coming back? And they said, no, we're not coming back because we know that you need a sewer extraction pump at least, and the toilet is leaking and the landlord is not going to pay us for any of those things. So we're not coming back. So as of this morning, I have no hot water in the house at all. I have leaking toilets. There's no water pressure. And now my furnace is not working downstairs. And I believe it's something that was done in, because as of yesterday, the downstairs furnace was working. I think it's something that the plumber unplugged or bumped into or something. But now I can't get the furnace on downstairs. Then on top of that, as of yesterday afternoon, there's a leak now again in the ceiling in the basement. Prior, the basement ceiling had caved in when the water was leaking so bad, and so there was a big hole in the ceiling. The landlord came, he patched it up, he had someone come the next day to paint it, and now that's full of water again, and the ceiling is now sagging again, so it's probably going to fall. On top of that, we did not have a furnace working in this house. I reported it to the landlord last fall. For 190 days this winter, in the coldest winter months, we did not have a furnace. And the landlord was demanding that we pay for it. We're tenants. I don't have thousands of dollars to pay to put a furnace in his house. That is why I originally called the county, was because our family was cold. I'm 71 years old. I have a handicapped daughter-in-law that lives with us, my son, my 7-year-old granddaughter, and my husband. So five of us were here in a cold house. So I called the county. That's where this originally all started. When the county came out to inspect the furnace, then finally on February 29th, after getting a citation, the furnace was replaced. But when the county was here for the furnace, that's when they started asking questions and started noticing all these other violations. Now, the last thing, and I don't want to spend any more time. I appreciate your time more than you know. So I'm going to make this as quick as I can. The smoke detectors in this house, when we moved in here in September of 2020, were very keenly aware of the fact that you have to replace batteries in smoke detectors. And that is because we lost 3 family members in a fire. So we are very, very, very cautious of that. So we always put new batteries in the smoke detectors. What happened was, the day after the county came out here, the original inspection, on February 22nd, the county cited all these different things. They didn't say anything about the smoke detectors, neither did we. On February 23rd, our landlord and his inspector came out and did their own quote-unquote inspection of the house, because he did not have a rental license. He didn't have a rental registration license for this house, which is also something that we did not even know he needed to have. But he didn't have one. So somewhere the county had must have told him, oh, you know, and we found out you don't have a rental registration license. So they came out, the landlord and his inspector, did the inspection of the house, went and told the county with this signed and dated inspection certification that the smoke detectors were fine, the water was fine, that the electrical panel was fine, which it wasn't, because it was wide open with wires dangling out. That was one of the other violations. And so I didn't even know about that either. We then had to call the fire department on March 4th. We called the fire department. We woke up. Our house was filled with smoke. March 22nd. Our house was filled with smoke. We did not have any alarms going off. So I'm calling 911. My husband's trying to get my granddaughter, my handicapped daughter, my son, our kitties, everybody out of the house. I'm calling 911, and they're saying, your house is filled with smoke. Why the smoke detector's not going off? I go, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. So the Kingsville Fire Department came, and what happened was they cleared the house. They checked the attic. They cleared the smoke. They eventually let us back in, and they told us, or they showed us, and they took it outside. I had a desktop computer that was plugged into a wall where I had a space heater on the other side of the wall, and the power supply had burned out. But the smoke detectors didn't go off. So the fire department said, why are your smoke detectors not going off? So they told us maybe they have never been replaced. On the inspection certificate, the landlord signed that they were under 10 years old. They weren't. They were 23 years old. They had never been replaced. And so we now have found out all about that. So we had old smoke detectors. We could have died in this house. I think that's all I have to say. And again, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Your Honor, this is Carl. Thank you for your time. One of the key issues is Pete Gundwald, the head of inspections, sent me an email. He noted that Ty Basham should have included the smoke detectors and electrical panel in the violations report. Instead, Ty, multiple times through our attorney and also my pleadings, had said he would issue a written violations report. Ultimately, he refused to do so and kept it off the books. He issued instead an oral request that our landlord's friends would do the replacement. They had miraculously shown up the same day that Ty had shown up. We kind of suspect that it was an unusual circumstance. It should have been, you know, in writing. We really felt that. But the essence of the report, the essence of our landlord having falsified a document is something that is time dated. In February, he filled out a perfect report. Everything was perfect in this house. Most notably, the smoke detectors, which were 23 years old. We did photos of them, and much of that reporting was already done by the time our landlord said it was perfect. So, it's a history of neglect and willful obfuscation on our landlord's part, and actually complete denial and submission of falsified document.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have everything. Water pressure is still an issue. These are the ones you still have an issue with.
Well,
pressure, no hot water, a leaking toilet in the basement. The furnace is now working. The fourth one is the smoke detectors. Am I right?
Well, sort of.
And the electrical panel.
Yes. The sump pump, the sewer extraction pump,
the hot water pressure booster tank replacement.
One of the issues that, if I could add, and I don't know if it's appropriate since I don't believe that George had noted it, but the leaking toilet is tied into the absence of a sewer extraction pump. And the sump pump being both non-functional.
And the ceiling.
Len the plumber walked me out to the exterior of the building and showed me a problem. He said, and I have a picture that I submitted to the court, he said that it's within inches. The effluent is coming off the house and dumping within just a few inches of the home. He said it's going beneath the foundation, and he said by virtue of corrugated piping, it's being pumped back up into the rooms downstairs. We have two rooms that are heavily water damaged and sewer damaged. We don't know the extent of it. We bought a black mold, an auger plate to put in one of the rooms yesterday, so we have to wait 48 hours. But it's something that's highly suspicious because it's heavily damaged. And so, again, I don't know if George had the ability to put that in the report if he did, but it's a result of the plumbing not being fixed.
Okay, just to get the list, sump pump repair or replacement, sewer ejection pump, water pressure is an issue, no hot water, leaking toilet, which may go back to the sump pump or the sewer ejection pump, but either way, there's no one's using the toilet. The other thing is the damage that the water and sewer has caused to the basement, right?
Yeah.
Right, and the ceiling.
Still not repaired.
Yeah, as evidenced by when Lloyd Plumbing was out here yesterday, he did admittedly leave in a big hurry when he found out that there was no more funding for fixing the root cause, as he believed it was the sewer extraction pump. When he left, he instructed us, don't flush this toilet, because when he did so, it flooded the area. So anyway, that's the status.
Understood. Yeah, I just want to make sure I had all of your issues down. I was going to make sure of it. There was nothing else with the gutter or fascia board?
No, right? Those are completed, and the HVAC was done very well. It was done by Scott, a contractor.
And then also the bedroom window leak, that's also fine.
It hasn't rained yet, but I'm presuming, I'm going to guess, I don't know, quite frankly, but he did work on it, I can tell you that.
Okay, and then there's a sliding door issue, but that was fixed.
Well, Kathy's got her thoughts on it. My thought is it's functional. I know they're heavy doors. I know that it takes a bit of strength to open it and close it, admittedly. Beyond that, I don't know how to comment.
Okay, understood. All right, Mr. Nasser, do you want to respond?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I don't know how to should I start it.
Well, the list is six items. Yeah, there's six items that still need to be repaired.
Okay. No, everything is, this is what happened out of February when they decided not to pay the rent, and I realized that I got a letter from suddenly out of blue. I got a letter from the lawyer that is stating that they're not going to pay the rent of February, March, April, and the end of April, the lease is over, and they are going to stay in month of May by not paying the rent due to they bought the washer dryer and stove, and without consulting with me. But before, like last year, the water heater went up, and they called me, and I sent the guy over there, and they bought a new water heater for $3,800 and put it in the house. And they called and they said the micro doesn't work. I bought a new micro. I sent it over there, and with my son and the contractor to install. And they never heard anything. Right in the contract, it says any repair under $250 is the tenant's responsibility. And but I know that the but the last year when they wanted to renew the lease, I really didn't want to renew the lease because due to the COVID on 2020. I wanted to sell the house, but I couldn't, so I decided to rent it. When I start renting them, the residential realty is the agent who took control, and we got the formula you have to have a rental license. So I got the rental license by state inspection, came to the house, and inspect fully the house on the date is 7/7/2020 date of issue the rental license, and everything was in perfect condition in the house when I left the house. And I moved to Austin, Texas, and they knew that, but I moved to Austin, Texas. And a year later, they called me, they said something is leaking in the basement. So the rental realty, they sent a contractor over there. They said, oh, the pipe is leaking in the ceiling, and they have to fix it. I said, okay, go ahead, fix that. Then when they fixed it, they tore the sheetrock on the ceiling, and they left it alone. So months later, when I went to Baltimore, I said, can I come visit? They first, they didn't want me to get into the house because they had a sick child in the house, and if I breathe in the house, it might cause a problem for them. So it's not enough to come. I said, okay, open the basement door. Let me see the basement. So they opened the basement. I only went to the basement and then saw the ceiling. I said, okay, I'm going to go get the material and fix the ceiling. They said, no, why don't you leave it? It's not bothering us until we leave. When they leave, you fix it. That's up to you. I left. But that's what decided to come. That was the ceiling. And they had no problem whatsoever until February, when I received a letter from the lawyer that they said either they're not going to pay rent February, March, April, and May, either take it or leave it. Otherwise, the letter is right in front of me. If you have time, I can read it for you. I did not know that I have to send these things to you, Your Honor, and but I have it here that they said because of they spent so much money in the house without consulting with me, they're not going to pay the rent. And this is a one-time deal. Let them stay without walking through or anything. At the end of May, you take your hat and that's it. I said, my lawyer said no. They said the lease is until April. And the tenant, he won't sell the house. He already, I think, I sold the house. And they have to move out. But they told me, my lawyer told me, what's your rental license? When I went to the file to look for a rental license, I started realizing the rental license was expired on July of the 6th of 23. We did not know that, neither my wife or them never looked into it, to be honest with you, never looked into it. So I called an inspector to come to the house, and I called this that we are coming to the house for inspection. When I went over there, I saw three police cars, and they were waiting for me. I said, what are you guys doing here? They said, they're threatening by you. I said, I haven't seen this guy for years. Why are you threatening by you? So anyhow, they start talking to the officer, and I said, well, how long will it take? I don't know. The Baltimore County inspector, he wants to inspect the house. He inspected the house. They went through the whole house. He found two problems. One of the ceiling downstairs, which was open, and also the handrail on the deck. I said, these two have to get fixed, otherwise the rest of the thing is okay to me. So I said, okay, so when you come out, I send the people over there to fix the ceiling. And meanwhile, I got the letter from Mr. George, Baltimore County inspector, that several things is wrong with the house. I said, wait a minute, is that the house of the inspector? I didn't know what's wrong. So he told me the sliding door is on a rail, it's very light door, back and forth. You have to be greased up. I said, okay, the window is leaking. I have a proof of it. I call them, text them that on Monday, my son is raining. My son is going to come to the house and find out where this on the window is leaking the system. They said, no, they are in the Delaware and they don't have time. I have a text, I have proof to put away. So I said, forget, okay, it's not going to get done that way. So I send for the heating, for the air conditioning and ceiling, they call me to say, the heat sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work, but Unisound cooling and heating system, I told him that he goes over there luminously to service the system every before the winter or beginning of the summer. He went over there and said, look, this unit is 20 years old and it has a corrosion in it, and sometimes it works and it stops, but it works again. I mean, your best bet is either wait for the part to get it, or I can think of how much it's going to cost to get the part. You know, the part's $500 for labor, $600-$700. And I said, no, let's go change the whole unit. They change the whole unit, you'll see the restaurant. I mean, $3,000, change the whole unit. That's what's done for them. Then they come up with the pressure, water pressure. I sent the hardest plumbing over there. They said, okay, the water from the well comes to the tank. The tank will have to pressurize the water through the building. Now, because they were told by me the first month that they're moving the house, and I came and I went over with Mr. Carroll that this is house is on the well water and the septic. You have to change and clean the filter or water every month or every other month. You have to change the filter. That filter was never, ever changed. And Hardy's Plumbing is just exactly this rate. Hardy's Plumbing has been contacted Northern Hemisphere earlier to check the water pressure to the house. During the inspection, Hardy Plumbing found that the water pressure was very low due to the well filter that had built up on sediment. Hardy Plumbing was instructed by the homeowner to change the filter. When he changed the filter, he said it's removed and a new one installed. The pressure on the cold side was improved, which means all the well water has a kind of residue or clay in the water that it goes through the filter, but the excess of it goes through the pipe and it causes the pipe to get clogged up. So it includes in the valve, including the tank and top of the water heater, everything. So we changed the tank and top water heater, we changed the valve, we changed everything. I spent, and this guy, Your Honor, I don't want to be disrespectful, Mrs. Kathy or the call, but anybody I send over there, they start getting a scream. I send you a video of recent inspection by a water mechanic inspector to go to the house and start get screened and get yelled at by Mrs. Cathy. I have the video. I don't know if you saw the video or not.
No, sir. I haven't seen the video, but let me do this. Let me do this, sir. I don't mean to cut you off, but I need to kind of refocus here. The issues that I have, the sump pump needs to be repaired or replaced. Has that been repaired or replaced?
This is what I'm trying to explain. When I send the contractor, the bill is already in front of me. Right under the receipt from Mr. George, I send the Caspian contractor to the house, and he put a handrail and fixed everything, and he said he could not find the leak. I'm going to drain so he can find the leak in the window. I pay $1,450 to the contractor to fix all the siding window and the gutter.
Focus back on the sump pump. Has it been repaired or replaced? I was there Saturday.
Myself, it was working fine.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not working now. The toilet, it was a leaking from the water that it goes to the tank, and the washer was that. I shut it off. I put the new washer in there. I put it back in there. It was not leaking at all.
Okay.
That was Saturday.
Okay, that's not leaking. How about the hot water? There's no hot water in the house.
The hot water. After yesterday, they had the hot water, and I have a telephone number of Mr. Plummer Chin. He went over there. He said the valve, he had to be replaced. He changed the valve, and he called me. He said everything is good. I just called him this morning while we are in session because I just received a text from the Mr. Cathy, that they don't have a hot water. So right away, I called the plumber that they went there yesterday. I said, what did you guys do that they don't have a hot water? He said, no, when we left, we had the hot water, we had heater. I said, well, why don't you go over there today and check it out? And right now, I was on the phone, and they said they're going to send somebody over there today to find out what's going on. Because as of yesterday, before the plumber went there, they had the hot water, and he's going there today.
Okay.
To check it again.
What about the sewer ejection pump?
The sewer ejection pump was working until Saturday. If it's not working now, I'm going to send somebody today, if it's possible, or to the latest tomorrow to check it out. But it was working until Saturday.
Well, so that's what the issue is. And then also the water damage to the ceiling. Has the ceiling been repaired? The basement ceiling?
The ceiling has been repaired. Apparently the paint, right now the paint, the guy who painted over the wet pudding that he put on the sheet rock, and that causes the bubble. If there is a problem with it, I have no problem of fixing it. To me, everything that they said has been fixed as of yesterday. You know, everything that they have it on the sheet is yesterday.
Okay, so the things that I mentioned, they say they are not fixed. So they just went through testimony saying today, as of today, they're not fixed. So what we're going to do is, sir, I want to make sure all these things get fixed, and so you might want to make sure that you have people that are, you know, qualified inspectors or qualified contractors to make sure that all those six items are fixed, the sump pump repair, the sewer rejection pump, the water pressure issue, the hot water issue, the leaking toilet, and the damage in the basement, water and sewer damage that's been caused. Those are the six items that they listed. You've indicated that these are fixed. I want to make sure that they are. This has been a long time coming in terms of trying to make sure that these tenants can live in this house. That they're entitled to, they're paying, you know, obviously under a contract, under a lease to pay rent for. They're entitled to water. They're entitled to not have sewer and water leaks in the basement. They're entitled to all those things when you rent a house out, that they're entitled to those things. I can't get back into all the rest of it, but that's, a lot of that's landlord-tenant issues that you're going to have to deal with. But what I'm going to do, sir, is put on here to make sure that within 10 days, make sure all of these issues are corrected. And repaired, and make sure that all of it's working and that you have documentation that it's all working and everything is satisfied. You might want to take pictures as well to make sure that all these things are corrected. I want to say to the tenants, you have to make sure that you allow the landlord and or contractors into the property. I've given them a short deadline here of 10 days, so I want to make sure that they get in there in 10 days to make sure these items are fixed, because obviously you're living with these items that are still ongoing. As you've indicated, he's saying they're fine. But we need to make sure that he has opportunity to come in there and correct it. And again, it's a short 10-day window, so you guys all have to work with each other to make sure that the contractors are allowed in. The citation amount is $3,000. The fine imposed for the record only is $3,000. I'm going to suspend $1,500 of it. The fine is $1,500. It's due within 30 days. Otherwise, it becomes against the house. If the repairs are not corrected, if documentation and photographs are not provided to the inspector within the 10-day time frame or when 10 days is up, then the $1,500 that I've suspended is going to be imposed against the property automatically without a hearing. The inspector can also issue another citation for another amount of money. We need to make sure these things are fixed. These are life safety issue problems, and I do not want sewer being leaked into, sewer discharge being leaked into a basement. Tenants don't pay for that. They shouldn't have to live with it. And so you have 10 days to do that. All right. Thank you, everyone. This case.
Can I say something?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Can I please do
all right.
Respect
thank you,
so,
sir.
Can I say something?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Goodwitch. We're
on you today. Okay. So we had someone join us after in the last few minutes. So we were on YouTube.